Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Blind Citizens Australia's 2019 Convention Dinner. Here are your hosts, Prue Watt and Graham Innes.
All right. Woo! Alrighty, welcome back everyone. Did you all enjoy dinner? Yes? Good, very good. I certainly enjoyed mine. How about you, Graham?
Yep, I had a great dinner. I mean, you can't beat cooking in Hobart, Prue, you really can't.
Yeah, it's true.
Although, yeah. I hear on Radio National that there's not much of it done in the Hobart home of a certain CEO and her husband. In fact, I must tell Vaughan that as well as a radio program, New Horizons is also a brand of recipe book. And it's not just in print, you know. If you download the Bindi Maps app, it will be able to tell you where the bloody hell that braille is. So, but you've got to love kids who put their parents in, haven't you, Prue? They really tell it like it is.
Yeah, they certainly do. So speaking of that, I understand that there is a certain president grandfather who experiences the same level of dismissal by teenagers as other fathers and grandfathers do. But you know, John, in 10 years' time, they'll be amazed by how much you've learnt.
So, speaking of our president, now that you've just in a very timely way sledged him, Prue, let me give him a chance at the microphone in a moment because he's about to present some important awards and you never know, he might do some sledging back.
Yeah, no... Very much welcome that if you feel the need, John. But yes, John is about to present the David Blyth Award and the BCA Certificates of Appreciation. And we've definitely had some outstanding recipients of these awards in the past, including you, I think, Graham.
Yes. I did win the David Blyth Award some time ago. And I have to say... I can't remember the year, come on. But it is, seriously, it is one of the awards of which I'm most proud because I think recognition by your peers is really very important. But there are some others in the room who have also won the David Blyth Award. So we need to welcome them particularly. There's Lynn Davis, there's Stephen Jolly, there's Michael Simpson. Have I missed anyone else? Oh, did I? Did I just present you with the David Blyth Award, Lynn? Congratulations! I'll now be in more serious trouble from the president than Prue will be, I think. But anyway, let's welcome all of those that are here.
Okay. Well, apart from those couple of people that Graham just mentioned. Who can relax, yeah. Apart from Lynn, maybe.
Yeah.
The rest of you should all be getting very excited because you could be this year's winner.
Not awarded by me, though, yeah. Bruce.
No. So, to present the awards, let's welcome our President, John Simpson, to the lectern. Thank you, John.
Revenge is sweet. Firstly, Prue, that joke was actually about Dale. Because at 14 he knew his old man didn't know a damn thing and he was amazed how much I'd learnt by the time he got to 21. Lynn Davis, I do apologise, but you were not this year's David Blyth Award recipient. But while we're talking about that, of course, someone could put in a nomination for next year for Lynn. Now, you've got the background. Graham will fill you in on all the details.
I think I'll put the nomination.
I think you better. Because it's the only way you're going to get square with both Lynn and me. To more serious business. This is an important time in the organisation's annual or every second year celebration with our convention of our awards, and we have a number to present tonight. And I want to firstly call forward the president of our national women's branch, Janine Sadu. Janine, could you come forward? Because Janine is about to announce the winner of this year's Diana Braun Aspirations Award. After we've heard from Janine and possibly a response from the recipient of the Diana Braun Aspirations Award, I'll be talking about our certificates of appreciation, and then we'll conclude with the presentation of the David Blythe Award. How are we going? Is Janine on her way up? Tables are very close. Tables are very close together, I know. Janine, lectern is just it. You want to put it up on the lectern?
I've got to get my right page.
Oh, we've got to get the right page. Dale, haven't you got a suitable drum roll piece of music or something?
Should I tell you about the breakfast?
Yes. So, Janine, firstly, I know you've got an announcement to make, and then if you just go straight on and announce the award winner.
Hi, everyone. Our women's branch is going to have a breakfast tomorrow, just an informal function, so any members of the women's branch, if you'd like to come down to the breakfast dining room at 7:30, we'll have a table, so we may see you there. One of the highlights of being president of the women's branch is to announce the award for an Australian woman who's proved herself to be an outstanding role model for for her aspirations and achievements. Just like to tell you a couple of things about this year's award recipient. She has served as an executive member of NFBCA. Everyone remember that organisation? Now BCA. She has fundraised for many causes, including Radio for the Print Handicapped. She is a fine sportswoman, having competed in several Paralympic Games. She's coached an Australian team and is an Australian Hall of Fame recipient. She is very community-minded and volunteers in several sporting and recreation bodies. She has taken people away on holidays or accompanied them on holidays for a break, and she's a board member of her local church. She has worked in full-time roles in public and university libraries, and she has spent so much time volunteering. She's taken round the roving mic into the audience a lot of times. She's helped people get lunches, coffees, sold raffle tickets, and she's generally assisted people to get where they need to go. Her hobbies include dancing, keeping fit at the gym, travelling and contributing to organisations where she feels she can make a difference. It's fitting to say she has known Diana Braun for many years, and she was one of the people that Diana confided in when her health was failing. I actually thought that this lady may have been here tonight, but unfortunately she's not.
She's listening to you.
It gives me great pleasure to announce this year's Diana Braun Aspirations Award winner, Robin Bowsey from Melbourne.
And Janine, I think you'll find that Robin is listening to all of this. So, Robin, are you with us?
I am, John and Janine.
Ah.
There you go, Janine.
Can you hear me? Yes. Congratulations, Robin.
Thank you, Janine. And I'd like to thank Janine and the Women's Branch Committee, for having me nominated and all the nice things she said about me. And it's been a long time since I've been involved with the Women's Branch. And every time I go to a function at BCA things, I always think of Diana. And it was just wonderful to have her start that organisation and continue it on with so many strong women since then. I'd like to thank you all for all the kind words. I have been involved for a very long time and I enjoy what I do. And just the helping and being there gives me great pleasure in my life.
And Robin?
I wish I was there tonight, but one of my committees had to have a meeting today and I got caught in Melbourne. But again, thank you very much for the award.
Can I say one thing?
Yes,
Don. And Robin, we will be presenting your certificate to you in Melbourne. It's a certificate that has been designed and crafted by Katrina Taylor, one of our Women's Branch members. And we look forward to doing that in May. And congratulations again.
Thank you, Janine.
Second. Okay. Thanks. And Robin, it's John here. I just want to add my congratulations. You and I have worked together over more years than either of us want to remember.
Probably.
But just on behalf of the BCA board, just to add our congratulations to a well-deserved award. You're welcome to stay on and listen to the remaining award presentations.
If I could.
Yeah,
that'd be good.
That's great. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks. Can someone show Janine back to her place? Thank you. Now, I'm supposed to be doing the certificates of appreciation next, but I've got a little bit of a problem. Emma, can you come up here? And Doug, have you got a minute? There's just a small matter I need to sort out with you. I don't think you'll need your cane, Emma. It's not that far. Where's Doug? When I need him. How many Dougs in the room? Now, Doug. So I just told a fib because we're about to announce the recipient of one of our two certificates of appreciation. And Emma, I'd like you to read the braille.
Okay. Blind Citizens Australia Certificate of Appreciation presented to Doug McGinn for... for his exemplary leadership in the establishment of the Tasmanian branch of Blind Citizens Australia and his considered and well-founded advocacy on behalf of Tasmanians with disability, particularly in relation to equitable access to tertiary education.
Thanks, Doug. If you'd like to move in, and there's your certificate.
I didn't kiss you, John.
Oh, glad of that.
Thank God for that.
Doug, would you like to say a few words?
I'm a bit stunned. Thank
you
very
meant
much.
To be.
Yeah, so it worked. Know your limits, party hard, brush your teeth hard next morning and bring lots of mouthwash. And it's quite funny, actually, because my wife's here for the first time to a BCA dinner tonight.
That was actually quite planned.
Yes.
So it's a pleasure working with everybody here, guys. I started off a fair while ago, 20-some years ago, and every convention is a great time to meet with friends, to network, and to have some really good fun and to do some really hard work as well. So, John and Emma and everybody in the room, thank you very much.
So there are, Emma, two certificates of appreciation. The other recipient of a certificate is someone who has been a hard worker for BCA over many, many years. She served originally on the BCA Council and more recently on the board. She now represents us to an external organisation, and if I name it, she'll know who she is. Someone who has been a very strong and potent advocate in the education sector. And I'd like to announce that our Certificate of Appreciation goes to Sondra Whibley. Could you come forward?
I'm back on reading duties. So this certificate of appreciation presented to Sondra Wibley for her long-standing leadership of and commitment to the work of Blind Citizens Australia and Blind Citizens New South Wales, and her commitment to the education of people with disability for over 25 years. Thanks, Sondra.
Is someone bringing Sondra up?
Yes, here she comes.
So, Graham, it is like the Oscars.
And the crowd are getting equally as drunk as they do at the... Oh, no, that's not true.
Oh, no, more so, I would have said.
No, or tripped over a guide dog.
Yeah. Early days.
Sondra, would you like to say something?
Just come in. That's it. Microphones are up there. That's it. No, thank not you. Too close. Just sorry. You're right. It'll pick you up. That's it.
Thank you, John, and everyone. And it's very rare that in an environment such as this that I'm lost for words. Thank you to the BCA board and all of you for... Well, being here tonight for me, well, to enjoy a wonderful dinner, and I'm really quite stunned to receive this award. But I'm quite passionate about what I do and stand for. And yes, I've worked hard, but so have a lot of other people. So I would like to thank the BCA board and everyone here for being part of a very important community to which we all play a part, and I hope that we can all continue on this important journey to make equality of access to our society for those of us with vision impairment, bringing it closer to reality. Thank you.
Sondra, of course, represents BCA as the consumer representative on the roundtable, executive of the Roundtable for Information Access, and I did want to acknowledge that, but I couldn't do so before because she'd have had more time to think about her response. So, Emma, we come to the David Blyth Award. I think you and I make a good team up here. We could, you know, usurp that other lot, you know, Carl Stefanovic and... Lisa Wilkinson, yeah, who were up here before.
I don't know if we could do the Ira jokes.
No.
Because
no.
I don't use Ira. I mean, I don't.
Well, not when you're fully closed, anyway.
Not when the other guy.
Graham,
I don't want to talk about it.
Graham referenced former and inadvertently potential David Blyth Award winners in his
Sorry,
comments. And I decided that what we should do and suggested to Emma and others that the way we should move forward with the David Blyth Award is to actually ask a former winner to actually present the award. And I'd like to call forward Michael Simpson to present this year's David Blyth Award. And as Michael's coming up, I want to take a couple of seconds just to acknowledge Michael's fantastic support to the blindness sector and broader disability community over more than 43 years. David Speyer recognised his work for Vision Australia today, but of course, Michael's service in this community far out exceeds that. Michael was a board member and president of Blind Citizens Australia for a number of years, a very strong supporter of us as we worked through the phase of developing disability standards and linking with external organisations into partnerships around the time of the implementation and development of the Disability Discrimination Act and the work that we did with the telecommunications community and in other areas. He was also a deputy chair of the National Disability Advisory Council and served his community in a whole range of roles, in addition to his 43 years service for Blind Citizens Australia. So, Michael, I did get you up here a little bit, partly under false pretences, because I wanted to take that opportunity to acknowledge your service. And before we announce the award, would you like to say a couple of words or not?
Yeah.
Yeah, just move in. Hang on, if you move back. Come back this way, mate. Yeah. There you go.
Thank you, John.
2 months.
Thank you. And it does give me great pleasure to physically present the award after John goes through announcing the recipient of the David Blyth Award tonight. There are a couple of us in the room, and we might convene as the David Blyth Award committee in the bar after after dinner.
You're better invite Lynn.
We'll get Graham to reference, because Graham's the keeper of the list. look, John, thank you for acknowledging the work that I've been able to do over many years. The reason that John and David Speyer earlier, talking about Vision Australia, referenced my 43 years is that I started with Royal Blind Society, the organisation that merged along with many others in 2004 to become Vision Australia. I started with that organisation in November 1975. So as Gough Whitlam was going out the back door in Canberra, I was coming in the front door in Enfield. And that was on the 17th of November, 1975. On the 17th of April this year, so 43 years and 5 months to the day, I'll actually be finishing up with Vision Australia and moving into another phase of my life. So I'm going to hide from BCA for a little while. But like many of you in the room, we're never far from the heart of BCA anyway. So thank you for having me as part of the organisation tonight. Thank you, John.
I just have to say that puts me in mind of a conversation I remember having with Michael Simpson probably about 25 years ago when I first joined BCA. And his comment to me after he welcomed me, and I've told this story before, but I'm telling it again, he welcomed me as a Leadership 2000 recipient and actually took the time to call me up, which I've never forgotten, because I think that, you know, presidents doing things like that is what makes BCA great. But he said to me, we'll give you a break when you have children. But other than that, you know, you just need to keep showing up. And, you know, it's not true because I haven't had a break and I've got children. But yeah, so it's I'm not giving you a break, Michael. You're on my list. You're on my list.
So let's come then to the David Blyth Award. And I've thought long and hard about how I introduce this person without giving the game away. If I told you he is a forthright advocate, so he, to start with half the population, he's a forthright advocate. He's worked tirelessly in the industrial sector, in the area of disability rights, and more recently as a highly valued member of BCA's National Policy Council. Could you guess who it was?
Yes.
Tell me.
It's not Lynn Davis.
Tell me who it is. Yes, you've got it in one. I'm very pleased to announce that Martin Stewart is the recipient of this year's David Blyth Award. And Martin's coming forward. We'll just give him a second to navigate through those closely packed tables, and then I'll ask Emma to read the citation. Yeah. Thanks, Emma.
So, Blind Citizens Australia David Blyth Award. This is going to be one of the more difficult things I've ever had to read, I think. 2019, presented to Martin L. Stewart. You can ask him about the L later. In recognition of his forthright and tenacious advocacy over 30 years in the areas of disability rights, industrial relations, public transport and technology access, and his tireless support for other advocates who are blind or vision impaired, myself included. That's not on the citation.
I first knew Martin as a cricketer, a blind cricketer. And then Martin and I actually, I'd say Martin fairly much crossed paths in 1986 when you were very active with the penny movement and were successful in getting the attention of the Victorian state government around issues of disability rights and how people with disability were portrayed in the community and how organisations portrayed them and perhaps didn't treat them so fairly from time to time. And I worked on a committee that was established through the State Minister for Health. Do you remember that, Martin?
Yes.
That a fellow by the name of Tony Lawson convened a working party, and that's where I first got to know Martin. He and I have had our differences of opinion over the years. But when I returned to a leadership role with BCA, Martin was one of those people who really helped me to understand where the organisation had drifted to. And he was very strong in his belief in the organisation, but his belief that we needed to change some of our thinking and perhaps put more attention into listening to the views of our membership and so forth. And more recently, Martin and I have worked closely together, and I know that his contribution to the National Policy Council has been fantastic, as you heard when he spoke today about the service provision expectations policy. So Martin, not only as BCA president, but personally, I take great pleasure in presenting you with the David Blyth Award, and I ask Michael to hand the award over to you now. I'm just passing it to you, Michael. Here we go.
Thank you, John. And if I can say a few more. Congratulations, Martin. And if I can say a few more words in doing so, John. The theme of this convention, of course, is you can do it your way, and nobody embodies that as a notion more so than Martin. Because In talking about you can do it your way, it's almost got a double approach to it. So you can say, look, you know, you can do it your way if you want. Would any of you dare tell Martin not to do it his way? No way. But the flag of a true advocate and somebody who is going to make a mark in life is somebody who comes to our attention even before they're potentially well known to us and on our radar. And that's where Martin's name came from for me. One of my first roles in Royal Blind Society was around community education and awareness. And I was up in the Newcastle area. I was talking to lots of schools about blindness and low vision and how young people who are blind or have low vision often find their way into the integrated setting in schools. And I was at a school in Newcastle, up near Newcastle. Martin might remind us which school it was. I've forgotten.
Hamilton South,
was it? Yeah. It was a high school. And the principal said, Michael, you know, our school already knows everything about blindness because we have Martin and Murray Stewart in our school. And he said, every student knows to get out of their way because you find them barrelling down the corridors waving their Perkins Brailers around their heads. Can you imagine getting clocked with a Perkins Brailer? So even in his teens, Martin was making a mark on the world. And again, even before I really got to know Martin, I almost got to debate him on, I think it was a current affair. the one that, Ray Martin. The Ray Martin show. Yeah. I had a call from the Ray Martin show and they talked to me about coming on to the program because they wanted to debate the merits of how you bring issues around disability to the public attention, and then wanted to have a debate between myself and this guy named Martin Stewart about the merits of sleeping on Bondi Beach. Martin might remind us of what he was going to do on Bondi Beach as well. But even as recently as the past few months, Martin is still influencing what happens in all of our lives. And even though he moved from, well, we deported him really, from New South Wales, along with Ramona and a few others that used to live in New South Wales, down to Victoria. A couple of months ago, Martin was again in the news in New South Wales, really pushing our Minister for Transport to make sure that we retained train guards on our train network in New South Wales. And again, who was going to say no to Martin? So because of Martin's advocacy, we retain train guards on our trains in New South Wales. Martin, it's a great pleasure for me to present you with the award. Well done.
There you go.
See, come around this.
The microphones will just pick up, mate. Yeah.
Yeah, I was on Bondi Beach with Yoko and John Lennon. Well, I was told that this state was pretty cold. Tonight it feels so warm and welcoming. I'm so pleased to win an award with the name David Blyth attached to it. David Blyth, the great leader, mentor, statesman, and once my boss. What a human being. A man who considered all of us before advocating. He thought and he did it every time in our interests. That Barry White voice that all us men would love to have spoke many strong words in our interests. I experienced his humanity when asking him, why is it so cheap here at the cafeteria at what was then the Royal Victorian Institute for the Blind? And he simply said, because I want every blind person that works here to have nutrition. In some cases, it may be the only good meal they get each day. So even when it came to policies like that, he thought about us. I was later to find out that he could be firm. I went in for a pay rise, you see. pretty smug, telling him about my great absentee record and all that stuff. And that Barry White voice came from within. He said, you can come back when you've really achieved something. David, look at this. Have I achieved enough now? I'll reapply. That's him teaching me, telling me, as he did us. You've got to earn respect. I'd like to think that I have, but there was more work to do. Let's go to my train accident. Let's go to the experience of resilience that I had to learn very quickly I asked for a mentor to come in and the hospital to arrange someone. I said to him, well, looks like this is another opportunity for a different life. You'll always find someone worse off. It's just that the queue's getting shorter. I also said the train fares have gone up. It cost me an arm and a leg. I think he was laughing more than I was by the end of the meeting. But he once again guided me with his light steps in an artificial leg that I could do the same. You know, when adversity comes, it's actually an opportunity. We don't want it to come, but it often does throughout our lives, challenges of all kinds. But it's a chance to make a difference for not only yourself, but for us. And that's the way I've lived. That's what I believe. I've never fought too well when it's just a private matter. That's why I've lost most of them. But when it's something that I know is experienced by the collective, I fight until the end. And it always, usually anyway, ends in our favour. That's why Victoria will be introducing the gangway gap barrier shortly to prevent accidents like mine. It's why, as mentioned before, the guards are no longer threatened in New South Wales, because I've got the man that matters telling us. It's funny, I'll go on to that one. The union concerned that assisted that meeting, I said, look, I'm going to invite the minister to speak to New South Wales at the end of our chat, because I had a 45-minute meeting. And they said, no, don't, please. I said, what do you mean? They said, well, he just won't come out with us, with you. He's just one of those ministers. I said, no, look, please. Understand, he will. When he's finished seeing and hearing the evidence I have about what he wouldn't want visited on anyone else in his state because of his current decision, he will come out. And I was still under advice, no, don't, please. You'll embarrass us all. I said, no, look, please, this is one opportunity I'm going to overrule. We're going in and we're coming out with the minister. I said, all right. They sort of was the meeting they wished they hadn't have arranged, I think. Anyway, at the end of the meeting, I knew I had him where we wanted him. Yes. There was actually some tears in the room, but that's not what I wanted. I wanted respect and I wanted the guards to be kept. So I said, okay. Now you understand so much and have heard and seen so much, I want you to come out and tell the state that you've withdrawn the decision to remove guards and unequivocally support guards. 20 seconds ticked over. And he said, yes, I will. With my strong left hand, he got the handshake of his life. Yeah, sure. So I want to say that David Blythe said that I would calm down and not be so radical because he's like what I was when I was young. Don't worry, he'll get there. Well, apparently tonight he's right. I've got respect, the causes that I've fought for acknowledged, and I'm in this tent and I'm very content here, and I'm now in the national mainstream that I love to be in. Thank you, board. Thank you, BCA. Thank you, everyone.
Ladies and gentlemen, what a well-deserved award. And Martin, you are providing great leadership in our organisation and will continue to do so. And if we have to zip up the tent to keep you in it, we certainly will, because you and people like you are the future of this organisation. So I not only congratulate you on your award, but thank you for the contribution that you're making, not just publicly, but in terms of the inspiration, in terms of the forthright but well-considered advocacy that you undertake within the organisation, and particularly within our National Policy Council. So well done, Martin Stewart. Congratulations. And I can tell everyone in the room that in tonight's national roundup, going to air on the radio for the Print Handicap Network, that decision is being announced about right now. Yes. So the public will know about it as soon as that. So great, Martin, and we wish you well for the future. Lucy, can you take my back? Oh, look. Carl and Lisa are back. Now, listen, while I've got the opportunity, what are you two doing on Christmas Eve? Because I can tell you, Carols by Candlelight need you. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back our hosts. And we don't need the theme again. Thanks, Doug.
Yeah, no, thank you. All right.
Yeah, I got it. Yep.
All right. We're back. Thank you, John. And our warmest and most sincere congratulations to all of the very, very, very worthy award recipients tonight.
And Prue, can I just go off script slightly and add my congratulations to Martin, because I was playing cricket when Martin started playing cricket, and he came into our competition in New South Wales and played for Newcastle, and then he shared a team room with me when we played for New South Wales, and over the years we have shared advice and support for each other as we've advocated in our various roles. And you know, sometimes Martin and I have disagreed on the paths which we should take, but there's never been any doubt that we're both going to the same place, which is to prosecute the cause of advancement of people who are blind or vision impaired. So congratulations, Martin. So, Lisa, Prue, now we have to bring the formalities to a close. And do you know that this is the hardest part of the night to MC?
Oh, okay, why is that?
Well, the excitement level is going down after the awards. It's hit the peak with Martin's award. And the alcohol level is going up.
Well, yeah, yes, exactly. And, of course, Graham, you and I are standing between a group of BCA members and their desire to get, to borrow your phrase, as networked as a parrot.
Yeah. So it's just not a safe place to be, Prue. And I think we need to get out of here. But just before we do, let me tell you, though, that the dessert options... Yeah, there's no options for dessert. Emma Benison told me that at this convention, raffles and auctions were banned. So, but the dessert options are chocolate fudge cake with rich chocolate ganache and Meander Valley double cream, or raspberry curd tart with crisp meringue and chantilly cream. So there we go. I got through those, Prue.
Excellent. Very good. That sounds fantastic. Okay, so we are both out of here pretty soon.
Yep.
But before we go, can I just remind everyone that the first session for convention tomorrow morning needs you to be in the room by 8:45. No! Yes, I know. God, that's early. Yeah. Yes, you too, Dan.
Yep.
And we begin tomorrow with some really interesting news about Alba terminals. and other things from our master chef and CEO, Emma Bennison.
Yes, and for anyone thinking of staying in bed and listening to the live stream on the BCA website, Dale Simpson tells me that he has arranged for the hotel to be geo-blocked tomorrow morning.
Okay, so thank you so much, everyone, for coming, and enjoy the rest of your evening. It's good night from him.
And it's good night from her. Thanks very much.